Snippets ensuring you hear all the news. Here's another bumper bundle of news items you would otherwise have missed. Education watchdogs have rated Cold Norton Primary School good following its first inspection in 12 years. Ofsted inspectors judged the school to be good across the board in the categories of quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development, leadership and management, and early years provision. Since the last visit, it was noted how the school had undergone significant changes in staffing and leadership, with bold decisions made to improve the school's curriculum. Witham MP Dame Priti Patel and the Essex Chamber of Commerce hosted a dinner meeting with the Secretary of State for Transport, Mark Harper, in Parliament. Businesses from across Essex joined to hear from Mr. Harper about the department's work to invest in transport infrastructure. They included the A12 widening scheme, A120 dualling scheme, the Lower Thames Crossing, rail investment and trade through the county's ports and airports. Tillingham St Nicholas Primary School has been praised in its latest statutory inspection of Anglican and Methodist schools report. It emphasised how pupils and staff know themselves to be appreciated as individuals and respect and support each other. And the inspectors commented on the school's outward-looking approach, stating, "Strong partnerships have been developed to create opportunities and high-quality provision for pupils." Work is now underway to build a new roundabout entrance for the West Coombe Park development, adjacent to Langford Road in Heybridge. Essex Highways says, as a result, a temporary speed limit has been introduced for extra protection, with additional signage being installed until permanent improvements are completed, a spokesman said. Bellway opened its doors to the site in February. A man was given less than 10 weeks to restore green land that has been used unlawfully to dump waste, or he faces going to prison. Wayne Mixture has until 4 p.m. on July the 29th to return land off Damasus Lane in Boreham to its former condition. The order from a High Court judge has been welcomed by Chelmsford City Council, which brought the claim in conjunction with Braintree District Council, which requires the defendant to remedy what are described as serious, repeated and flagrant breaches of planning control which have occurred at the land. Maldon MP Sir John Whittingdale asked Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to order the Mid and South Essex Integrated Care Board to withdraw proposals to close St Peter's Hospital. But he refused ahead of the results of the public consultation that generated more than 5,000 comments. Mr. Sunak commended Mr. Whittingdale on the support for his constituents. Essex libraries are considering giving staff body-worn cameras after a rise in antisocial behaviour incidents and an assault on a librarian. Security guards have already been hired at some locations. Essex County Council said the behaviour also included books being thrown around the library and shouting in quiet reading areas. Bank Holiday Saturday was the final day of trading for Violet's Vintage Tea Rooms in Castle Hedingham. Owner Nicola Littlejohn said it was a difficult decision to pull the plug after a four-year battle with the venture that originally started in a caravan outside her home. The business, which settled in St James Street, had been open 7 days a week. Success at Crufts has spurred a Witham couple to open a raw dog food business called Wild Dogs on the town's Opus Business Park this weekend. Shelley and Christian Mills will also stock natural treats, supplements, toys, balls, shampoos, dog walking essentials, Canicross equipment and buoyancy aids for dogs. Councillor Martin Foley has been elected Chair of Uttlesford District Council for the second time and chosen Uttlesford Food Bank as his good cause. He represents Thaxted and the Eastons ward and previously held the position in the 2020 to 2021 council year. New Vice Chair is Councillor Chrisioni, who represents Flitch Green and Little Dunmow ward. Louise Parks, Marketing Manager at Collier and Catchpole in Witham, has been nominated as one of the top 100 young achievers in building supplies due to her career achievements. The accolade comes from national trade body the Builders Merchants Federation and industry publication Builders Merchants News. Great Notley's latest fish and chip shop, The Codfather, in Notley Green, set to open this month. Trading from 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesdays to Sundays, it's just opposite the large Tesco Superstore and renovation work is underway. Fish will be delivered from London's Billingsgate Fish Market each day, and all dishes are promised to have a homemade feel to them. Traders in Central Maldon are being supported by the District Council, now setting aside 7 bays in the High Street East car park, offering free stays for 30 minutes. Maldon District Council leader Richard Siddle said, "We recognise that sometimes residents just need to park for a short period, so these free parking bays are ideal if you are popping into Maldon to run some quick errands." 7 years of training with the Essex Su Bak Do Family Karate Club in Braintree has won a black belt for Patrick Tolkaziewski.